This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Then we come to Ridha bil Qada, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are talking now about, as I mentioned to you, I referred you to the story of Taif. Now, in question of Taif, as I mentioned to you, there are several lessons. Three ways of reacting to incidents in life. And we are talking here about failures. People react in three different ways. One is, of course, people complain. So something happens, there is a loss, there is failure and so on. And you know, you moan and groan and you scream and so on and so forth. Why me and so on and so forth. All of this, of course, is completely negative. As Muslims, we do not do this. Second way of dealing with failure is where you don't complain, but you accept. So if somebody says, how are things? Yeah, it's okay. Alhamdulillah. But you can see from the face of somebody that they are obviously unhappy about it and so forth. Now, this is the second level. This is not bad. Because end of the day, you are human. If it pains, it pains. But Ridha bil Qada is a level beyond this. This is the level of the Anbiya. This is the level of the Salafus Salihin. This is the level of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's approach to life. Ridha bil Qada is not only to accept the Qadar of Allah, because we have no choice. You moan and groan about it or not. The Qadar of Allah is the Qadar of Allah. If it happened, it has to happen, it will happen. So, Ridha bil Qada is not just accepting the Qadar of Allah, but actually being happy about what happened. Pleased with the Qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, you might say, well, you know, this is like pushing it. Because, how can you be pleased about loss? How can you be pleased about some, you know, bereavement, or somebody close to me dies, or I make a lot of effort, years and years of effort behind something, and it doesn't, there's no success. I do not achieve what I want to achieve. Now, when this kind of thing happens, especially, I mean, bereavement and so on is different, but especially if you are engaged in good work, whether it is directly the work of Dawah or it is something else. I mentioned to you the issue of Taif. Now, what were the three things we said there? Sincerity. Did you really have sincerity? Did you have ikhlas? And you say, well, answer is yes. Alhamdulillah, I know to the best of my ability, I did this only for Allah. Not for my name, not for fame, my name is nowhere, nothing. Only for Allah. Did not take any money, no money involved, no material benefit involved. I was working only and only for the pleasure of Allah. So, inshallah, sincerity and ikhlas is there. Wallahu alam. Second one, the thing that you were doing, was it for Islam? Yes, 100%, only for Islam. There's no other material benefit in that. There's no business deal in it, nothing. Was doing it only for Islam. Number three, did you make enough effort? Yes, I made enough effort. I was working day and night on it. Thanks to that, all my other works got neglected, but this work got precedence. I did all this. So, all three conditions are satisfied. Then what happened? Nothing happened. Did not get success. So, looking at these three things. First one, you can complain. I did all this, nothing happened. Bad choice. We don't complain. Second one, we accept. So, theek hai, hoga, kya karna? But what is the best way? The best way is to say, Alhamdulillah. I thank Allah that this did not happen. Now you might say, this is crazy. How? Why do you thank Allah? If you are going to thank Allah, it did not happen. What would you have done if it had happened? You would have still thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is this thanking Allah, it did not happen? Thanking Allah, it did not happen because, how does Ridha bil Qada come? Because of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. Why do you thank Allah? Because Allah is specifically mentioning failures. Allah is mentioning tests. Allah is mentioning pain. Allah is mentioning loss. Yes, and truly and verily we will test you. وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. With what? بِشَيِّمْ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ. With fear. وَجُوْءٍ. With hunger. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. By the destruction and loss to your wealth. وَالْأَنْفُسِ. To your health, yourself. وَالثَّبَرَاتِ. And to your children and your family. We will test you in these ways. Some of them, all of them. And then what? Test means what? Loss. فَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Good news, glad tidings, bashara. For the people who do suffer. And who are they? أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. When they have this masaib, when they have this musibah, what do? قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say, we are from Allah and to Allah is our return. And then what does Allah say? Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbi. On them is salam from their Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Wa rahmah. And the mercy of Allah is for them. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun. Truly they are the rightly guided people. So now look at the situation. You made all the effort. You were sincere. You were doing it for a good cause, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you failed. What are you thanking Allah for? You are thanking Allah that because of the way Allah held you, because of the support Allah gave you, because of how Allah allowed you and permitted you and enabled you to act in the face of failure, you are now are inshallah in the position where Allah said, Alayhim salawatu mir Rabbi. Battle of Tabuk. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking for donations. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu comes and they're like, a long hadith, many of you have heard about that. I'm talking about one piece of it. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu comes dressed in rag, literally, you know, jute Hessian cloth, sack. He made a hole in the sack, he put it on his head, threw it out like a poncho, and he secured the sides with thorns. Even his clothes, he has come, he has brought it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what have you left for your family, Ya Abu Bakr? He said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah and His Nabi are sufficient for me and my family. So what happens now? Jibreel alayhi salam comes. And Jibreel alayhi salam comes and says, Ya Rasulullah, your Rabb sends salam on your friend Abu Bakr, and your Rabb wants to know, is Abu Bakr pleased with him? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu starts weeping. He says, Ya Rasulullah, Allah wants to know if I am pleased with him. Ya Kareem. Allah wants to know if I am pleased. How can I not be pleased with Allah? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at Jibreel alayhi salam. What does he see? He sees Jibreel alayhi salam dressed in the same clothes as Abu Bakr. Who is Jibreel? The king of the malaika. Muqarrabun, from the muqarrab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The one to whom Allah speaks directly. Jibreel salam is dressed in a sack. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya Jibreel, what is this? Your clothes. Jibreel salam says, Ya Rasulullah, today your Rabb has ordered not only me, but all of us, the billions and zillions of malaika on the seven heavens, to dress like your friend Abu Bakr. Your Rabb loves his dress so much. Okay? This is the meaning of Ridha bil Khala. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, I did not succeed. Alhamdulillah, I did not succeed, and my Rabb allowed me to be in a position where I do not complain. Allowed me to be in a position where I am not only accepting the qadar of Allah, But I say, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rab, I am very happy that I did not succeed. Because of this, Inshallah, I am close to you. That is the reason why Ali Abi Talib radhiyallahu anhu, he said, Araftu Rabbi bi fasqil azayim. Imagine, these are people who got the tarbiyah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I recognized my Rabb by the breaking of my aspirations, by the failure of my desires. Araftu Rabbi, I recognized my Rabb. I got the irfan of my Rabb bi fasqil azayim. Because of my azayim, whatever I wanted to do, did not happen. It did not succeed. Despite my best efforts, despite my sincerity, despite all my dua, it did not happen. That is where I recognize that my Rabb is the one who runs this world, not me. And then of course, the one who has Rida bil Qada, you know what he also recognizes? He recognizes the fact that all the dua he made for that thing to succeed, he's waiting for him on the day of judgment. What is the value of that dua? This thing, whatever it was in this world, if it had succeeded, would it have given him the same value as this dua with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is with Allah on the day of judgment? Not in a million years. Not in 1 million years. Because this dua which waits with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, and I'm not saying this, you know why I'm saying it, because this is what Abu Salam told us. That dua on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, my slave, you asked me for this, I did not give it to you. Now ask me what you want, I will. What is the value of that dua? What is the value of that dua? That is why the one who understands this, the one who knows his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, may Allah make us all among those. He makes the best effort, and if he succeeds, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But if he fails, still Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Rida bil Qada. Rida bil Qada is, that is why it is so important. Third point on Rida bil Qada, which I want to say and end with that, which is that just because you and I do not see the effect of our efforts immediately or in this world, do not believe that there is no effect. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away at the age of 63 in Medina, the sum total of Islam was within Jaziratul Arab. Was only within the Arabian Peninsula. Even there, it was not completely in the Arabian Peninsula, because people like Musaylimah, Kazab and so on were there. Those people were not Muslim. So you're talking about the effort of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Even he did not see the fulfillment of his effort during his lifetime. But did that mean that nothing was happening? Everything was happening. Because in the same generation as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radhiyallahu anhu ruled over an empire from Medina all the way up to Jerusalem. Ruled over an empire from Medina all the way into Iran. The whole of Syria, whole of Iraq, whole of Persia. And then one generation later, not even one generation, I mean, Sayyidina Osman radhiyallahu anhu, again the same. Muslims were in China, Muslims were in India, Muslims were in India long before that, but I'm saying in actual, the army which came to Sindh, Muhammad bin Qasim, came at the time of? Muhammad bin Qasim, yeah. That came at the time of, in the time of Osman bin Radhiyallahu anhu. And then if you look at North Africa, all of this happened in the time of, with the same generation. And Muhammad bin Qasim was not Osman, in the Umayyad period. But anyway, the point being that in the Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas Radhiyallahu anhu went to China. And that was in the time of Osman bin Affan Radhiyallahu anhu during his Khilafah. So the point I'm saying is that just because you make effort and you do not see the result, or you find that result didn't happen, number one is to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah al-musta'an, is pleased, and therefore what is happening is what pleases Allah. And also that don't think it's a failure, it's not a failure, it's everything takes time. And this is part of the process. If a farmer plants a seed and dies, has he failed or has he succeeded? He succeeded because he planted the seed. If he had not planted the seed, then you might have said, well, you know, he should have done something. But if he planted the seed and died, the seed will germinate. The seed will germinate. Final point, this is why one of the Salaf, he said, when I make dua and Allah grants it to me, I am happy. But when I make dua and Allah does not grant it to me, I am even more happy. So somebody asked him, what do you mean by that? He said, because when I make dua and Allah gives me, then what I wanted happened. But when I make dua and Allah does not give me, then what my Rabb wanted happened. And therefore I am even more happy, because I am able, for me, what happened was what my Rabb wanted. So I am even more happy. That is the meaning of Ridha bil Qada. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are always pleased with His Qada, inshaAllah. Then we come to the issue of generosity.